is our Govardhan, holy place of Govardhan Purohit. Is our Govardhan Purohit and always is ready for us. Whenever we need him, without even asking for him, he comes himself. His father also. He had met Prabhupada. These are very old our relations with him. On the ending of this Praj festival, we honor him on your side. He is also helping us for everything. He is always ready to help us in so many ways. Whenever we need you, please keep helping us. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur ji, in Bhajan Rahasya,
Karmasar,
gradually. For Agyat, those who haven't developed Ruchi yet, first of all, he has described Shraddha in the association of sadhus and Shraddha. And then thereafter, Guru Padashra, taking shelter of Gurudev, and Vishnambhai, Guru Seva, intimate service to Gurudev, Nishkapat, without duplicity. If some duplicity will remain, some hypocrisy, then don't understand Gurudev to be less hypocrite or clever. Gurudev is Bhagavan's disciple. And Krishna. Krishna is like this. However you will behave, you will respond. You will respond exactly in that manner. He gives a result in the same manner as you worship him. Remember, if you want to perform bhajan of Bhagavan, while you are performing bhajan of Bhagavan, if you desire wealth, what is that cloak? Nadanam, nadanam. If you come to Gurudev and have desire for this insignificant wealth, money you will get, lot of wealth, but you will go away from the path of the supreme goal. That's why I'm repeating again and again, careful. Don't destroy your human life completely, without duplicity, without any cheating propensity in your heart. Serve Guru and Vaishnava and you will achieve Bhagavan's seva also. Don't have any cheating propensity in your heart. Don't have any other desire in your heart. Just Guru and Bhagavan Seva. Thereafter, after Shraddha, he described Nishtha. For those Japtati sadhaks, along with Nam Sankirtan, Shant Lila, past times remembering those who want to perform Hari Bhajan, his chanting. In the Dvitiya Yam, in the second part, Nishtha, you should perform your bhajan with Nishtha. Suppose you must concentrate, even if you have to, you should absorb your, try to absorb your mind in Hari Bhajan. And who has Japrati? In the second round, is described. In the morning, you should chant, remember, meditate on the past tense corresponding to those times and chant. Then another Nivriti. And gradually, like this, you should proceed further. When Anas Nivriti is complete, your heart will become purified, then your Siddha Jaya. In the fifth stage means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shikshastra. Ainanatanayakankaram. At the time of Anathanivriti when it is complete, then your heart becomes purified, performing your bhajan, serving Guru, automatically you will have Siddha Deva manifest in your heart. Gurudev will help you in. And then, by this Siddha Deva, you will perform your bhajan. So who do not want to proceed in this sequence, who want the Siddha Deva right in the beginning, thinking themselves to be gopi, trying to perform bhajan of Bhagavan, they will definitely fall down from the spiritual path. Careful, beware. Thereafter, like this, for Ajatruti, Sati, Bhav, and Jatrati, Sadhak, the morning pastime, the day pastime, afternoon pastime, evening pastime, Sadosh Lila, and all these pastimes, one should meditate on and perform his bhajan. Then also it is described. The gopis are describing the fortune of the deers, the doors, superior to the cows. They are Eventually, they are proceeding further. Puna Polinda, the Aboriginal girls. The Pulindi girls of the forest, their portion. The Kumkum from Krishna's. The Krishna's feet, their smear on their face, on their bodies. Who is saying all this? Which gopi is describing all this? Radhika ji herself. This very kumkum, which is from her chest, on the souls of Krishna, when it came to the village of Gauri, Pulindi girls come, they are describing this, and then it is described, Sakyaras. Brahma Sukhanubhuti, who are absorbed in the meditation of Brahma, they cannot even meditate for a fraction of a second on the feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Those sakhas are playing with that Lord himself. Sometimes they are wrestling, sometimes even they defeat him. I will touch him. And then it is described, superior to this, Vatsalyaras. What was that? Nanda Baba, what kind of offerings has he performed? He is having Krishna in his lap and playing with him. I am not honoring Krishna, I am honoring Nanda Baba. In whose courtyard he is saying, I am honoring him, I offer my respects to him. Yashodaji, even more fortunate than Nanda Baba. She, in taking him in her lap, she feeds him her breast milk. His breast milk. Krishna also becomes the child of the cows. Their cows are also so fortunate. Gopis have so much pain towards Krishna. Krishna says, I cannot become free of your debt. Maybe because of your good nature, sadhu nature, you may excuse me of this debt, but still I remain indebted to you. And amongst all these, also, now Bhaktivinoda Thakur is further describing, amongst these gopis also, the most worshipable for all, Srimati Radhika ji, Mahabhav Sarupa, personified Mahabhav, Madanakya and other Bhav. With these emotions, she fulfills the desires of Krishna. Without her, Krishna is incomplete. That is why she heard. Translation.
We should perform this also in regards to the Guru. If one is loving you and desire love, you will keep the light of love and you will be cheated from the spiritual life. Then one should always turn to remember the mind seven without any duplicity. And then automatically one will become engaged with service of one another. So for the Aja, for Chitara, after the achievement of Strata, then comes Nishka, or peace determination. In his Bhagavatam, Srimad-Bhagavatam has also given the sequence for remembrance of the Eightfold Pastimes of Sri Krishna, or the Asa Kali Lila. That devotee is called a Jasadati Sada, or a devotee in whom Bhagavati has awoken. That devotee will also have a sequence of remembering from Vishnu Lila, Prakal Lila, Purvana Lila, etc. Therefore, second yama, or the second division for the Ajati Ruchi Sara, has been given the year as Nishtha. That means by force one should engage the mind and intelligence in hearing, chanting, and remembering Sri Krishna. And for the Jata Rati Sara, that Sara can do Bhav has awoken. In the second yama, they will visit the Prashkam Lila of Krishna. The third yama, for the Ajati Rati Sara, Ajati Rati Sara is another the Vritti, or the cessation of unwanted desire. And after that, Anandas have been completely removed from the heart, and the heart is pure, then automatically one will realize one's Sita Deha, or eternally complete spiritual identity. In the fifth verse, I am the Nujaka, Isha, and Hatikam, and the Kalidavam, and the Lord. Here is given. One's identity, one's spiritual death, will be realized. At that time, the devotee will first realize, and Guru will give some assistance at that time. Then, for those who do not perform bhajan according to the sequence of first removing an asana, then realizing one's spiritual death, but actually try for the opposite. They first try for the spiritual death, the attack on the spiritual body, before the removal of an asana, the result is they will completely fall down to spiritual life. In this fifth verse, therefore for both the Jata Rishi Sara and Jata Rishi Sara, the sequence of attainment has been given. Therefore, we are also hearing the glory of the non-moving and non-moving entities of Govinda. The Gopi has said, Dhanyam Prabhu with the Bhagavad Gita, having the aim. Just be the glory of the Purushya, the Mantra of Krishna. But the Purushi goes, the Lokha Adrishi, sitting on the rock of Govinda, they are even more fortunate than the animals. Who is glorified in Purushi? Srimati Radhika. She is glorified in Purushi. But she has forgotten that that Purusha, that kumkum which the Purushi are running on their body, that is her Purusha, that is coming from her body. So, but even more fortunate than the Purushi are those. The Christian Sanjiva, or the Guru of Friendship, becomes some brother Sukhanti with Yasa, Shakamanam, or a David Naina. Oh, how fortunate to become a boy! Yogi can only fix their mind on the leadership Krishna. The Bikawa boy has directly playing with him. Sometimes they were beating and wrestling, and they run towards Krishna. How cool one, how cool one. I will touch him first. I will touch him first. But even more fortunate to those in Sanjiva are those in Matsalira, like Sri Nanda and Yasoda. Now the King Kuro Brahmana, Swayamiva Mahadaya, Yasoda Mahamaya Maho Yasam Samamari. Oh, what austerity can Nanda Baba perform that he can take Sri Krishna on his lap? Yamayamaham Nanda Nambandaya, Yasam Sri Krishna. I worship that Nanda Baba because the Supreme Master of Truth is glowing in his Gorgia. But even more questions than Sri Nanda Baba, keep Yasoda Devi. Because she takes Sri Krishna not only in her lap, but she also feeds him breast milk. Yet when not only mothers, not only Yasoda, but the cows and the neighbors all serve Krishna in the mood of Matsamira, all the like mothers and fathers of Krishna. But even greater than these, the devotees of Matsamira are the gopis. Sri Krishna himself admitted in Ramsila, not by the name of the Although we cannot repay, you should simply be satisfied with your own sadhuta, or sensory qualities. Therefore, Krishna admitted he cannot repay the grandiose of the gopis, and of all the gopis, he Shrimati Radhika is the topmost. Because she is Mahabhav Swarup. She is conception. Even Krishna says, even if you, by your spending qualities, free me from that debt that I owe you, still I will be indebted to you. There are all the gods which Shrimati Radhika is the best because she is Mahabhav Swarup. And she only fulfills all the desires of Sri Krishna.
Radhika,
those who have taken the lotus feet of Babaji in their heart, just like the flip of the finger, Krishna will come. Without the mercy of Babaji, you cannot attain Krishna. Radhika ji is much, much superior, much higher. Even if you serve the dasis of Radhika ji, that is why in this Kartik month of ours, whatever you have heard, take them in your heart when you leave this place. Remember, this is the only ultimate aim of our life. We do not want anything other than Radha Dasi. But start from Upadeshamrit. Start from bottom. Unless and until anarchy is there, Radha Ji bhajan, you will not be able to perform. Unless and until you perform intimate service to Gurudev, then also your heart will not be purified. Anasas cannot be removed. That is why make your mind steady, remembering all these pastimes in your heart, go back to your home. Don't return empty handed. Take all this sadhika from home. Your life will become effulgent. I'm praying to Radhika Ji, Krishna, that your life will become successful. Saying this, go back, take all these things. One more thing. You have come here from many distant places. You are all very gentlemen, very rich, aristocratic people have also come. They have not walked maybe in their life. And now in this Govardhan Parikram and all these Parikrams, you are walking barefoot. While walking, you have all facilities in your homes. Nothing of those facilities available here. You must have had so much trouble. But this trouble has been given for your benefit. So some troubles you had, you should forget them. You will say to everybody, it was so nice everything. So nice arrangement, eating, sleeping. Everything, all arrangements were there. And you also come next time when we go for Parikram and see how wonderful it is everything. And very soon, everybody, this joy, we will enjoy in Navadvip also very soon. That dham, it is even superior and more merciful than that dham. We will go to that place and perform our Parikram and achieve Gurudev's mercy. Only by His mercy we will achieve Radhaji's mercy.
The service of the Brother Sri Srimati Radhika is definitely necessary for us. It is our ultimate goal. Therefore, Sri Krishna Chandravati Thakur has said, those who do not worship the Buddha of Srimati Radhika, the Sri Krishna Bhagavad Gita, those who do not take shelter of the Dham, or those who do not take shelter and those who do not take shelter from our Brahmikas, Nathabit, devotee, then Jesus serves in the Rasa Samagana. Then how they can take bath in Shama Sindhu from the ocean of Shamra, which is Srimati Radhika herself. Therefore, those who do not take shelter of these three things, they are most unfortunate and wretched. Therefore, the service of Srimati Radhika is our ultimate goal or preoccupation. Yes, the devotee must pray to Bhajam Hagam Aravita Nacham, Smarami Radham, Maradasam Nacham, Radami Radham, Ganabadam, Adoman Ayam, Vijayananda. Oh, I always serve her lotus feet, the devotee is praying. I always remember her sweet Leela. And I always think of that bonafide Radhika who is always engaged in service to the Krishna. Thus, I chant her name. And always remember us. O Babaji, except for you, I have no other goal, Savai Bhakti. O Radhika, I am yours, I am can receive your mercy, then my life is useless. Because she is Raja, the Uttama Rasa in her childhood. She is the Guru of the spiritual master of Uttama Rasa. Therefore, she teaches Krishna the intimacies of Uttama Rasa. Not only that, she is also Krishna's Guru in terms of necessity, change, everything. Therefore, those persons who teach the feet of Srimati Radhika in their hearts, and they easily achieve the feet of Krishna. But rather than being known Krishna than being known, without the feet of Srimati Radhika, no one can see Krishna. What is speak of the feet of Srimati Radhika, Radhika does the sabha of Nayavani. Even what those persons who keep the feet of Radharani's servants in their hearts, they also achieve Krishna. Definitely, Kartik, we have heard so much Hari Katha. We should keep this, especially our ultimate goal, in our hearts very carefully. Except for the servants of Srimati Radhika, we have no other desire. On how to achieve this service, we begin from Sri Rupa Goswami's Upadesha Harita. We should understand clearly, without Anandana Vritti, there is never any question of performing Radharani's bhajan. Therefore, do not return to your home empty-handed. Therefore, Buddha said he is trying to speak Mahaprabhu, Shiraz, Radha Krishna, that they can bless us and our lives to be successful. The Buddha said, so many of you have experienced very difficulty. You've come from very wealthy places, wealthy homes, and you've traveled a great distance to come here, and for 1 month with bare feet, you have performed the parikrama of Vrindavan. You know everything, all the children's activities are available in your home. Still, you've experienced great difficulty. But we should always remember that this difficulty that we have undergone is for our own benefit. Then when you return to your home, you should forget any troubles that you have experienced here. And you should tell your friends and other devotees, oh, Prabhupada was not excellent. There was no trouble whatsoever. And with the same enthusiasm, also transform another week by Parikram in March, beginning March 16th, next year. Because Navadvipa Dham is even more merciful than this Vrindavan Dham. And by the mercy of Srimad Mahaprabhu, one can easily achieve the service of Srimati Radhika. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. On devotee Parikram 21st, we take place 9 a.m. I need help of devotee to and give help to और भक्त लोग शिक्षा के लोग किया है जो वे नवल जी होगा और जो भक्त हर समय जो मेरे वैसी पत्नी की महाराज महाराज आप करते रहे आज के हमारे वर्ष मास्टर जी हमारे रास्ते चले जाए आपका अनुरोध अपना प्रसाद पाठ और आज शर्मा जी विदाई ग्रहण कर रहे हैं क्या नाम है And we have added some buses on go to Vrindavan about 2:30 p.m. Whoever wants to go by bus to Vrindavan, please raise your hand. According to the number, we can add buses. अपने घर में सभी लोग लौट जाओ यदि
Yes, that's fine. Individually, I think. Vishnu Murthy, 10 o'clock, yes. There will be no breakfast. Breakfast will be no. After that, 10 o'clock, yeah, that's all. Any session in this room. Any session.
Rajmanar Prabhu, Kaviraj Prabhu, Jivananda Krishna Prabhu. अर्जुन महाराज जीवन प्रभु ज्ञान प्रभु चंद्रशेखर प्रभु हरिदास प्रभु
Thank you. Chandava Pranam, that will end our webcast for today. Thank you for joining us all through Kartik. We'll be broadcasting live from Srila Gurudev's different festivals, Delhi, Bangalore, to New Zealand, Vyaspuj, and Australia, so please join us. We'll have high quality videos of Kartik online in a couple of weeks, and high quality MP3 files. Also, we're uploading in the next couple of days ecstatic movies of Srila Gurudev's Parikrama from 1996 Navadvip Festival. If you have any questions, if you have any nectar you've hidden away, movies, lectures, MP3 files, cassette tapes, please send them to us so we can share them with all the devotees.
I only have something for them all.
Much Guru has felt. So we should try to have a bona fide Guru that he may not fall and we will have not to be in so much sufferings and problems. If Guru falls, then so much big problem, we cannot attend Krishna. So from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, everything comes. This is the mercy of Krishna, if we want. But you will have to go first in Vaishnava Association, Sadhu Sangha. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra. So Sadhu Sangha is more important than Krishna mercy also. If Krishna has no mercy upon us, but if the bona fide Vaishnava wants that Krishna should be merciful to that, that Krishna is bound to be merciful. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, jasya prasadan nagati kutopi, then once jasa jasastri sandham, bande guroshi chara. So we should know all these things. I want to tell about something about Chaitanya Chaitram. So I am beginning, but you should know that how to do pranam to Gurudev. Don't do pranam to Gurudev by sight. If there is a space, well, if there is no space, there is nothing to tell. But if there is space, you can do Guru pranam from front side. And for deities, for Tulasi, we should do pranam, keeping them in left side. Also it is a fact that if Krishna is there, and Guruji also is standing there or sitting. We should do first pranam to Gurudev and then to deities. By doing so, Krishna will be happy. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu were there, and someone came there, and he did pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first. Then Mahaprabhu was not happy. He told that, you have done wrong. You'll have to go first to Nityananda Prabhu, he is Guru, he is Baldev Prabhu, and then to